Thanks for coming to this talk about SecOmp Notify in Kubernetes. My name is Alban Kaki. I am co-founder and director of GiveFrog Labs. And I will talk about SecOmp, first introducing it, what is it on Linux, how it is used in containers and in Kubernetes, and the limitations in SecOmp before we talk about SecOmp Notify. And then I will talk about some use case for SecOmp Notify on the component called SecOmp Agent. So what is SecOmp on Linux? SecOmp is a security system. It has two modes. One is the strict mode. It only allows three system calls, read, write, and exit. And anything else, it kills the process. That's not really useful for Kubernetes. In Kubernetes, we use the filter mode, which use BPF programs to decide what to allow and what to reject. So we installed BPF programs with SecOmp, and this BPF program is executed for every system call, and it will decide whether to return SecOmp read allow to allow the system call, or kill to kill the process, and so on. How do we use that in containers? If you use Docker, you can use that on a command line. You have the Docker run security option for that, where you can say, I don't want SecOmp. Or you can say, I want a different SecOmp policy specified in a JSON file. You can have a look at the default SecOmp policy, or you can write your own in this way. If you use OCI containers, there is a specification that defines in config.json all the parameters of your containers. And here you can say the list of system calls you want to accept or not. In this example, we have a default action that allows it. So typically, we will do the opposite. We will not allow any system call, but have a